Chapter 13, Edom. We now want to tell you about the land where the children of Esau lived, which was called the land of Edom. It is sometimes called the land of Mount Seir, because it was a land of mountains which had this name. There is a reason also for the name of Edom. You will remember that Esau and Jacob were twin brothers. Esau loved to be out in the fields, where he used to spend his time in hunting the deer, which his father Isaac loved so much. But Jacob dwelt mostly at home, in the tents. One day Esau came home tired and hungry after he had been hunting, and he saw Jacob boiling a pot with lentils in it. No doubt the smell made Esau more hungry, and he asked Jacob to give him some to eat because he was faint. Jacob said he would, if Esau would sell him his birthright, because Esau was firstborn and had the right of the eldest son. Now Esau was so faint for want of food that he agreed to do this if Jacob would give him some of the lentil pottage. So he sold his birthright to Jacob for only a dish of pottage, which shows how he despised the right of being the firstborn and having the blessing which his father Isaac had from God. Now, as the pottage was red in color, Esau was after this called Edom, which means red. As Esau grew up and was married, he had several sons and daughters, and they were too many to dwell with Jacob and his family. So Esau went to the land of Mount Seir to live there, and the name of it was therefore called Edom. The children of Esau were very great, and his sons became dukes and kings who reigned over the land of Edom. The children of Jacob also grew into a great people, and from his 12 sons there came the 12 tribes of Israel. These were the chosen people of the Lord, but Esau and the children of Edom forsook the God of their father Isaac. Now when the children of Israel had been kept in Egypt a long time, God sent Moses and Aaron to bring them out, and after many wanderings in the wilderness, they came to the land of Edom. Then Moses sent to ask the king of Edom to let them pass quietly through their land, as that was the nearest way to Canaan. They promised not to touch anything, and to pay for their food and water, but Edom would not let them pass through. So they had to go all round the land of Edom and the mountains of Seir, which was a much longer way and made the people very weary and discouraged. We have said that Esau was the elder of the two brothers, but when they were born, God said to their mother that in days to come the elder son would serve the younger. Now this came to pass in the days when David was king over Israel. God so blessed him that he overcame the enemies of Israel on all sides, and the kingdom was much enlarged. The land and people of Edom were amongst those that were conquered by David, and we are told that they became David's servants. But sometimes Edom was allowed to get the mastery over Israel, and this happened in the days of King Solomon. He turned aside from following the Lord and worshipped idols. And so the Lord stirred up enemies against him and Israel to punish them for their sins. One of these enemies was Hadad, who was a son of the king of Edom. This Hadad had escaped from Edom when David was there and fled into Egypt. There he married the sister of the queen of Egypt and lived in Pharaoh's house. But when David was dead, Hadad left Egypt and returned to his own country, the land of Edom. So when God was angry with Solomon, he sent Hadad against him to trouble him. Later on, when Jehoram was king of Judah and ruled over Edom as well, the people of Edom turned against him and made a king over themselves. Then again, when Amaziah was king of Judah, he fought against Edom and killed 10,000 of them in the Valley of Salt. So you will see that God's word about Jacob came true, that he should rule over his brother Esau. Isaac also, when he gave the blessing to Jacob, said that he should be lord over his brethren. But when Isaac blessed Esau, he said that he should serve his brother Jacob. But there would be times when Esau would break free from this servitude. All this came to pass, as we have shown, when the children of Israel ruled over the children of Edom. But sometimes the Edomites would rebel against Israel. So sure are the promises of God to be fulfilled, and when his own time has come. But we should remember that his solemn threatenings against sin and sinners will also be fulfilled. May you be brought to a real concern about your sins and enabled to flee for refuge unto Jesus, that you might be found amongst those who are blessed in him. Now for the texts. The story of Jacob and Esau you will find in the book of Genesis, chapters 25 and 27. And in the 20th chapter of Numbers, you can read about the children of Edom refusing to let Israel pass through. David's conquest of Edom is in the 2nd of Samuel, chapter 8. And the rebellions of Edom against Israel are to be found in the 1st of Kings, chapter 11, and the 2nd of Kings, chapter 8.